My name is John Walden. I'm glad you tuned in just now. We're going to study a little from the 15th chapter of Matthew. We've been noticing some of the wonderful things that the Lord has left for us, left on record, that we might learn from the life of our Lord and from His teachings and from His miracles. In the 15th chapter of Matthew, the scribes and Pharisees, the leaders of the Jewish people, criticized the Lord Jesus and His disciples and said, "Why do thy disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they wash not their hands when they eat bread." Now this didn't mean that they were dirty, but simply that they did not go through the ritual. They did not observe the ritual of the washing of hands, the ceremonial cleansing. But He answered and said unto them, "Why do you also transgress the commandment of God by your tradition?" And again in verse 6, "Thus have you made the commandment of God of none effect by your tradition." Now, I realize that some may get their feelings hurt by what I have to say, but this is part of the Word of God, and I feel I must teach it. In verse 12, "Then came His disciples and said unto Him, Knowest thou that the Pharisees were offended after they heard this saying? But He answered and said, Every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up." And so if you're holding traditions instead of the truth of the Word of God, you may well be one of these plants which the Heavenly Father has not planted, and you need to be rooted up. Now hear me out, will you please? Tradition is merely something which we have received from our ancestors, either by the flesh or through the church, our religious ancestors, or our physical ancestors. In fact, we're told in 1 Peter chapter 1 that we received, by tradition from our fathers, a vain way of living, a vain conversation, received by tradition from your father. And we have to be redeemed from this. It is quite possible to have your religious attic full of a lot of things that ought to be cleared out. Perhaps you believe certain things because grandma believed them, or because you belong to a church that's always taught them. Why don't you investigate and find out if these things are true? Because if you are making the commandment of God of none effect by your tradition, this is an awful thing. A tremendous responsibility rests on you. God is not concerned with the outward observances. He said to some of these people, "You are like whited sepulchres. Outside you appear very white and pure and nice, but inside you're full of dead men's bones." He said, "You're like a person who washes only the outside of a cup or a platter, but the inside is filthy." The thing that God is looking at is the heart. And in this same chapter, He tells us about the heart. He says that there are many things that proceed from the heart, and they defile the man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, theft, false witness, blasphemy. These are the things which defile a man, but to eat with unwashed hands defileth not the man. The Lord is not concerned with externals. He wants us to be right on the inside. And religion simply doesn't make you right on the inside. Religion is like a coat which you put on. But the new birth is something which takes place on the inside. The Spirit of God transforms us and gives us life when we receive the Lord Jesus as Savior. The blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. It isn't ceremonial cleansing that counts. It's the true cleansing of the heart. Man looks at the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. What are you most concerned about? Are you most concerned about religious observances, or are you most concerned about being right with God? Are you most concerned about appearing right, or are you most concerned about being right? Well, you can only be right through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. If you haven't received Him, do take Him as your Savior right away. And if you are a believer, be concerned about what God has asked us to do and not about what the church teaches. Our Father, we pray to bless thy word to thy children, lead them on for thee, and again we pray for the salvation of the lost. And we give thee our heartfelt thanks for thy dear Son, in his own name. Amen.